Hi, this is a dictation for patient Mark Richardson, MARKRICHARDSON. Date of birth is 3/18/1993. Date of accident is 11/12/2025. Date of service is January 8, 2026. Mr. Mark Richardson is a victim of an automobile accident where he was involved as a passenger in the rear on the left side behind the driver's seat, and he was T-bone on the driver's side. The impact has caused him headaches which are resolving, with some loss of balance which is also not present anymore, and symptoms of TBI are not reported except for some weakness, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, panic and nightmares, and headaches are not reported, dizziness and vertigo is not reported. Currently he has a chief issue is pain in the left shoulder and lower back and left knee and left hip. He reports that these pains are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and there is some radiation of pain to the there's no radiation of pain anywhere to the upper extremities or lower extremities, no numbness or tingling anywhere, and patient has a pain in the left knee which is around 9, left shoulder pain is 9, and patient has a difficulty time lifting beyond 100 degrees. At this time patient is able to walk reasonably well with no normal gait, and it is not antalgic. He's not using any adaptive devices. He's wearing a knee brace and a back brace. And overall, the pain is 9. ADLs are affected to be 9. Patient reports no relief at all. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and a compliance history. At this time, physical examination reveals blood pressure 137 over 91, pulse 75, pulse ox is 99%. Rest of the exam will come from the previous visit, and diagnosis will remain the same. Patient was advised for intra-articular injection of the left shoulder and intra-articular injection of the left knee for prophylactic region and also diagnostic region. His MRI was reviewed, which showed a positive finding of tear in the glenoid labrum from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And mild intraspinatus and subscapularis tendinosus. Biceps tenus synovitis. The left knee patient has a damage to the medial meniscus, grade 1. And the anterior cruciate ligament is sprained. Popliteus tenus synovitis is noticed, edema is noticed in the hoof pad, and mild knee joint effusion is present. The procedures that are being done today are as follows. Intra-articular injection of the left shoulder, intra-articular injection of the left knee. The indications are basically based on MRI finding that I just dictated, and ongoing severe pain in the both left knee and left shoulder, and difficult time walking, difficult time lifting the left arm beyond 100 degrees of abduction. It appears the patient has damage in these areas based on MRI finding. And an injection of dexamethasone with Markin will certainly bring help. The procedure for intra-articular injection of the left knee and left shoulder was done according to protocol. 5 cc of dexamethasone with Morphine was injected. Vital signs were stable. Patient walked out with significant relief in the pain. In addition, patients, a new drugstring has been obtained. Previous drugstrings have been reviewed. Maps have been reviewed. The patient is allowed to have a physical therapy to the lower back, left knee, and left shoulder only three times a week. Patient remains off work, hospital replacement, and transportation has been ordered. Voltaren Gel 3% is also advised in addition to lidocaine ointment, and Norco 7.5, 325 every 12 hours. 30 tablets are provided for the patient. So far, the patient is stable. He'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.